You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing he loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about the love of God and knowing and believing the love of God, and we've been using the Word to look at things in Scripture to find out how God wants to treat you, how God wants to minister to you. And because this is a big thing in your prayer life and in everything else, because a lot of times people act like God is the adversary and that we're in an adversarial relationship. And I mean, I've even had people, you try to twist scriptures and say he was like the unjust judge. Jesus is not going to compare his father to the unjust judge. But people have talked about how we had to convince God and stuff. Well, we've been looking at how Jesus, or you know, sometimes when people sin, how they run away from God because they've blown it and they just believe God is angry. So we've been looking at scripture after scripture, actually watching how God behaves, actually watching how God does. And now we've been going through the fact that God wants to show you kindness. That is his will. And we saw that in Ephesians chapter 2. And now we're over here in Isaiah chapter 54. And it says this, talking about with a little, verse 8, with a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I'll have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. That with that wrath hiding kindness, that was originated with Jesus on the cross when it got dark, is what most scholars believe. But notice this is, once your Redeemer is risen, right, and the price has been paid, what is he going to do? He's going to show you everlasting kindness and mercy. So God wants to be kind to you. Now notice this, for this is like the waters of Noah to me, for as I have sworn that I would be, that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you. Now see, that's completely different than the way God is presented. Sinners in the hands of an angry God. Two problems with that. One, I'm not a sinner. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I didn't make myself that. Jesus made me that, but I am. That's what I am. And the fact that not only am I not a sinner, but he's not an angry God. That he has sworn in the blood of his own son that he would be kind to me and that he would not be angry with me nor rebuke me. Now, does that mean that he's just going to let you go along and do whatever you want to do without correcting you? No, because love corrects. But he's not angry when he does it. Right? You know, I have this thing in my own life that I don't correct you when I'm angry. Because it's not because I'm angry that what I did, at what you did, that I'm correcting you. I'm correcting you because what you did was wrong. And so I don't allow my anger to influence it. And so can you correct somebody and not be angry? Yeah, in fact, that's the way you ought to do it, is to correct because it's wrong, not because you're angry, okay? So, he says that he would not be angry with us nor rebuke us. Now, notice this. Why would he promise that? Because he doesn't want to be. He doesn't want to be mad at you. He doesn't want to have to be wroth with you and rebuke you. That's not what he wants. He wants to be kind. And it goes on, he says, for the mountains shall depart and the hills shall be removed. Here's a question for you. Have they? I was in Peru. I was in the mountains. I can tell you, they're still there. Even in Florida, we have, our hills are made out of trash mostly, but you can travel around the U.S. and you can still see hills. If you can still see hills and if mountains still exist, then this is still true. For the mountains shall depart and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed from you, says the Lord who has mercy on you. Now notice again, this is not talking about God's just going to be kind to you in heaven. God wants to be kind to you right now. He desired, my kindness shall not depart from you. People say, well, you sure couldn't look around and see God's kindness in my life right now. Maybe you're not allowing him to be. Maybe you've been holding him at arm's length. Maybe because you saw him differently. You've kept him from being kind to you. Because I've been there, folks, where I was condemning myself. I was condemned by my own actions, my own mistakes. And I was not allowing God to love me. Have you ever given somebody a gift and they say, oh, I can't accept that. That's just too nice. I can't accept that. That's just too good. What'd they tell you? I won't receive your kindness. But I loved you enough to give it to you. It doesn't matter. I'm not receiving your kindness. People do it to God all the time. I'm not worthy. I'm no good. And we saw from the story with the prodigal son, that doesn't wash. He doesn't even listen to that. He doesn't even pay any attention to that. That's not what he's looking for. If that was what he was looking for, then when the woman was caught in adultery in the very act, she would have said, I am not worthy. But yet he loved her without any of that. See, he desires to show kindness. My kindness shall not depart from you. What will this kindness produce? Oh, you afflicted one, tossed with the tempest and not comforted. You ever felt that way? Like you're up and down and there is no comfort? That wasn't what he wanted. He says, listen, behold, I laid your stones with colorful gems. I've laid your foundations with sapphire. I've made your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. So what is the truth? God, and this isn't in heaven, because he goes on down here and he talks about your enemies. God desires to be kind towards you. He wants to be kind towards you right now. If you were tossed with a tempest and not comforted, the storms of life were messing you up, you didn't fear any comfort, understand, that's not me. I want to help you. He says, behold, I've laid your stones with colorful gems, your foundations of sapphires, your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and your walls of precious stones. Man, your house is loaded. This is him building you something out of something precious because he loves you and wants to do this for you. You're not begging him to do this. He wants to do it. He wants to show you kindness, and his kindness will prosper you. His kindness will deliver you. His kindness will save you. Notice it says, all of your children will be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. You know, sometimes people think, well, I don't want to force Jesus on my kids. Listen, if you actually showed them who Jesus was, then they would be taught of the Lord. You know, let me just say this. I was forced to go to school, and guess what? I got an education. Sometimes people say, well, I don't want to force them to go to Sunday school. Why? At least they get an education. And especially if you were living the message at home, they would see that it was real. Moving right along. He says, in righteousness you shall be established. Not that. Now, that doesn't mean you just act right. That means that you're established in the fact that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that Jesus purchased your righteousness. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear. How did all this happen? Through his kindness. And notice, this is not in the ages to come. This is right now. That you would be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, surely they shall assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. This is the kindness of God. You've been sitting there wondering, all these people are attacking you. What's going to happen? Why doesn't God help me? You need to take a step back and say, Lord, you are kind to me. I thank you that you will protect me. I thank you that you will help me. See, God desires to be kind to you. He desires to protect you from your enemies. He desires to make your enemies fall before you for your sake. For your sake. Because he loves you. He goes on here to say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. Because this is your heritage as a servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Your righteousness is from Jesus, but it's still your righteousness. He gave it to you. God desires to be kind towards you. God desires to do good to you. Now, what does this look like? We're going to talk about that on Monday. What does it look like when God is kind? Now, this tells us a little part of it. When God shows up in kind, you know, he blesses you. He loads your house up, right? Think about it. If your stones are with colorful gems, your foundations were sapphires. Think about it. The foundation of your house was all sapphires. If you got in trouble, just take out a hammer and knock you a little bit off the foundation, right? Your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, your walls of precious stones. Hey, just get a saw, cut you off a little of your wall, sell it, pay off every bill you got. See, this is how God wants to treat you. But see, you never have to cut off your wall. Why? Because the God that's building this house is in love with you and desires to be kind to you. You know, today's offering day on the broadcast, and I want you to see something here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And notice this here, because he's talking about in verse 6, he said, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. In other words, you determine what your harvest is. What you decide to sow today in this ministry, either as a one-time gift or as a monthly gift. I've said it before. I'm giving you the chance to increase your income. That's exactly what this is. Because if you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. You sow sparingly, though, you're only going to reap sparingly. Now, notice why is this. Let each one give as you purpose in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. Now again, I'm not trying to guilt you into this. I'm trying to provoke you to good works because God wants to bless you. He wants you to have this house with precious stones. But you need to trust him. And one of the ways we demonstrate our trust is through our giving. Right? And that's why it says, the next verse says, God loves a cheerful giver. You know, I could sit here and talk to you about how the fact that we, you know, your tithes and all, you're not your tithes, your offerings, do not send your tithes in here unless you're tithing off of your church or you're a minister. Put your tithes in your local church. But I could talk to you about how we have the bills to pay, and I have mentioned it before, and about how, you know, the commitment to the broadcast, but I don't want you to give out of necessity. I want you to give because you love the work of God. I want you to give because you trust God. I want you to sow bountifully because you want to be a part of changing the world and that you want a bountiful harvest. And it says, God loves a cheerful giver. Why? Because it empowers him to replace their harvest bountifully. It empowers him to be able to give him this house of precious stones. Because by our giving, we demonstrate our trust. Now, if you think I've tried to guilt you into it, just hold on to it. But if you want to give so bountifully today, if you want to sow into the work of God, if you love what this broadcast has meant to your life and you want to make it possible to go into the other people's lives and receive fruit in heaven for that, and you need to increase your income, we're going to give you an opportunity to give right now. I thank you for your faithfulness in your giving. You make it possible for this, for us to reach people all over the world and for you to have fruit. Michael's going to tell you now how to give.
All of us here at Curt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is so much bigger than any one person. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Then simply put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people around the world. Curt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Text KOM Partner to 44321 and help Curt Owen change the world. Tune in the same time every weekday for a continuation of the teaching, knowing and believing the love of God with Curt Owen.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.